This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug with authority. It's my voice and it's cracking.
Are you okay there?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Thinking about decisions that you make. Some of the decisions you make come as a result of what you hear, what your thought process is. Thought, in my mind, is action and, well, decision first and action. I think that's what thought is all about. What decisions do you need to make about the state of your life, your well-being, how things are going with you? Hopefully you're into the Christmas mood, or you're getting there anyway, and we'll try to do our best to make sure our communication is solid. You know what I mean? All right, so Jennifer, where are you taking us?
We're going to Washington, D.C., to the land of impeachment. Yes.
Yes, just what we need more. Madam Secretary, they're having an impeachment for her, too. She's now the president, and there are mean, nasty people who are trying to get rid of her and making a lot of stuff up. I wonder if that's the case.
Special guest appearance by Adam Schiff, no?
Yeah. You're right. And some of his other fun.
I don't know what you're going to do. The series finale is next week. We're gonna have to put you through Madam Secretary rehab, I think. Oof.
The series finale or the winter finale?
The series finale.
Really?
Oh, it's coming to a total end?
I thought they were going to keep it going as Madam President.
Maybe. Madam Secretary is the series finale Sunday.
All right. Well, there you go.
As far as I can see. Yeah, maybe they'll change the name. All right. And believe me, I would trust your knowledge on that more than mine, because you are the king of that program. You love it. So get out your calendars. Circle it for December 25th. For Christmas? No. For the impeachment, perhaps, of President Trump. That's the deadline set by Democrats for a House vote to vote on articles of impeachment, which would then send the trial on impeachment over to the United States Senate after the first of the year. So here's what it looks like coming up for the next couple of weeks, because this new phase, they call it the new impeachment phase, is going to move relatively quickly. So Tuesday sees the release of the report done by the House Intelligence Committee. That's going to be discussed with lawmakers. It'll be released publicly by probably Tuesday around noontime. Then on Wednesday, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler will have a public hearing of the House Judiciary Committee. That's going to be pretty landmark, because this is where they'll set the rules. They'll review the evidence. This goes from collecting evidence to now kind of a conviction phase in the House. They'll get legal experts together to lay the groundwork for articles of impeachment. They'll testify publicly. The president was invited to participate in these hearings, but he'll actually be in London on Wednesday for the NATO summit. Then, coming up on Friday, there'll be a deadline for the White House to announce whether they'll participate in the judiciary hearings. If that doesn't happen, which the White House indicates it will not, it'll continue on without the president. And you can expect a couple of things. Republicans are ready to lay the fight on the judiciary. You'll hear a lot about a Representative Doug Collins, who is a Republican, and he's going to talk a lot about procedure, I think, with Jerry Nadler. He's going to challenge a lot. He's going to call this baseless. He's going to call it highly partisan, and he's going to try to give the Republicans' point of view in the next couple of weeks. You'll hear more of those public hearings where they try to set the groundwork for how to vote. But the deadline, again, is Christmas Day for the House to vote on articles of impeachment, meaning they're not going to wait around for judges to decide whether or not certain key members of this will be able to testify. I'm talking about Don McGahn, President Trump's former lawyer. Mick Mulvaney is one that they'd like to talk about. John Bolton is still waiting in court to see if he needs to go in and testify. So a lot of that will be pushed to the wayside.
Is Bolton trying to get even with Trump?
Some say this, some say yes. He's got a million-dollar book deal, and he's not really helping Democrats, though, so I don't think he's willing to get even with Trump at that cost. He was subpoenaed, and he just gave it to the court saying, look, a lot of this was done under privilege. I don't know if I can testify or not. That's why Adam Schiff has said, we don't want people getting million-dollar book deals. We want people coming in to testify to what really happened. So he was specifically taking aim at John Bolton for making a deal and not answering a subpoena.
Why is that Adam Schiff's business whether Bolton gets $1 million book deal or not?
Well, because if he thinks that
the truth.
No, but well, it might, because if Bolton is saving details for a book that which he's already kind of like said on Twitter, he's already teased, hey, I've got a lot more to say. So I understand if you're withholding testimony because you want to make book sales, that's ridiculous, and that should not be allowed either.
Happens every day. Look at a lot of the book deals.
Not during an impeachment trial, though.
Well, I think there's a lot of it on both. I think.
Well, look, a lot of people have name-checked Bolton in this, but a lot of people so far have name-checked Bolton, saying he's the one who told certain people to go and report what they heard on the call, and so and that he kept these incredible notes that people also want to see, and so if he's saving that all for the book,
who's the person that all along said that Bolton, Jennifer, you like to, I love you. It's not about.
I still like John Bolton, actually.
I think he is the biggest... I always thought that was he was the case. He hasn't... And how long has he lasted in any of these jobs? He just keeps recycling or recirculating.
The problem is, I think he's really smart. That's what I like about him. And I think he has a really good handling of what needs to happen in the world. But unfortunately, he was brought in to kind of be the push and pull between Trump's America First agenda and more of the traditional Republican view of intervention.
What do these guys do when they get in and out? He's one of many, dozens and dozens and dozens of people who are in and out of public life. When they're in, they make a reasonable salary. When they're out there, what do they do?
They make more.
Yeah, right.
Well, now he's got a multi-million-dollar book deal, so
yeah,
it's worked out for him in the long run. His access is something, I guess, that at least the publisher thinks will be interesting to the public.
Yeah, right. The same story over and over again. Speaking of the same story, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has issued a warning about smart TV. So those of you who engaged in Black Friday or Cyber Monday purchases of TVs, the FBI wants you to know a few things, how easy it is, for example, to get for the manufacturer to get information about what you're watching through the back door of these things. They are like regular television sets, but they have an internet connection. Remember, I have my Fios, you have yours, whatever. And because of things like Netflix and Hulu and all these other streaming services, internet-connected television sets if you've cut the cord, you've played right into the hands, apparently, according to this research, or what the FBI is saying, that the warning on the website of the FBI says that beyond the risk that your TV manufacturer and app developers may be listening and watching you, the television can also be a gateway for hackers to come into your home. And remember, all of your, in most homes, at least my home, I have Fios, and all of my internet connections come through the copper cable into the house. So that means that they can now, not only, this is just another way of getting in because the television set is completely unsecured. And this is what is giving these people the chills, and I'm glad that the FBI is actually on this and doing some, whether they're
well,
the
what
appropriate,
are they doing about it? That's really...
Well, they're saying, don't, you know, be careful.
Don't use a smart TV. That's non-advice. Sorry.
So what do we do?
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you... Yeah, what is the fix?
Part of the problem
is... Don't allow them to be sold.
Well, no. The smart TVs themselves are not the problem. We did this in our tech report months ago about Vizio. It is actually a brand that I would never buy because Vizio has pretty much blatantly... No, it's not even that. They have blatantly said that they are selling... It's in your agreement. They are selling your data to China. So, and I would never... That's the number one selling brand of TV in America because it's sold at Costco and it's the cheapest one that you can get. And everybody loves to get a movie theater size screen for $200. $600, and that's what Vizio gives you. And so they are, to me, I would absolutely never buy a Vizio. Now, if you have another different, like a Samsung or an LG or whatever, the smart TV themselves is not the problem. What I personally would not do is if you have an Alexa or if you have an Apple TV and you can connect Siri to it, I would not connect those two things because Alexa holds so much detail and is always listening. And when you add that into the data that's on your smart TV, and that's like, do you watch episodes of Friends on Netflix? I don't really care if China knows what I'm watching on TV.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's the kind of data that's really being sold. But if you have an Alexa that's connected to it, and let's say your Alexa also pays your bills, then you're in trouble because then your bank accounts are linked. And that's where your personal information and everything, that's where it gets really dicey. So having everyone who wants, and then if they have like a Nest Cam or a Ring Cam or any of the other cameras where you can, you know, you can look at your house from your front door or whatever from your app, all of that, if that's connected, then you're getting into some scary territory too.
Well, I'm glad I don't do any of that stuff. I don't know.
I don't do any smart TV, though. Do you have a smart TV?
No, I can't get on Amazon Prime.
No, you do have it. You just don't have Wi-Fi, yeah.
Right. I don't know. Maybe you should. I think the cable cutting is going to blow up in everybody's face because by the time you get to paying for all of these services that you want to watch, you're way beyond what the expense was of having the cable.
100%. Now everybody's pushing towards a la carte, and it's going to get way pricey.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so there it is. More food for thought from your pals on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and Doug at 18 past the hour.
Whitened your teeth. The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An aortic aneurysm is an abnormal bulge that occurs in the wall of the aorta, the major blood vessel that carries blood from your heart to your body. If it bursts, a person could bleed to death.
The most common aneurysms we see are degenerative aneurysms. There is a component of family history, and there are risk factors. Biggest one is cigarette smoking.
Dr. Gustavo Oderich says other risk factors include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a previous history of heart disease. In most cases, patients with aortic aneurysms have no symptoms at all.
The majority of aneurysms, they are detected incidentally, and they are detected because patients have an ultrasound or a CT scan to investigate other symptoms.
While not all aortic aneurysms need immediate treatment, the size of the aneurysm and how quickly it's growing are two of the biggest factors in determining if surgery is needed. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Naranjas y limas, limas y limones, malinga es la virgen que todas las flores. Naranjas y limas, naranjas y limones, malinga es la virgen que todas las flores.
En un portalito de Cali Arena.
Chicano rock pioneers Los Lobos waited 47 years to record their first Christmas album. Where's Feliz Navidad? It's in here somewhere. It's got to be. There's nobody who does one of these albums without their version of Feliz Navidad. The group comes from East Los Angeles. No surprise there, Jen Jen. The result is Liego Navidad. Liego Navidad, Spanish for Christmas is here. Collection of traditional mariachi, salsa, son jaroco. Is that how you pronounce that? I don't know that. Son jaroco? Anybody know?
Don't know.
That's right. But anyway, close enough for government work. Dose of rock and roll infused in it as well to create kind of a nice holiday recording. Pretty much like nothing else that's out there, that's for sure. The musicians managed to hit all the traditional themes. The birth of Jesus, decorating the tree, sadness of being alone during the holidays. They also throw in a few more recognizable tunes like the Tex-Mex version, It's Christmas Time in Texas. That what we got here, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Christmas Time in Texas. It's kind of fun, don't you think?
I like it.
I do, too. Yeah.
I think it adds a little bit of flair. Sometimes Christmas songs can be kind of boring when you hear them for a month straight, so this is kind of fun.
Yeah. All right, let's hear a little of Donde Esta Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Where is he?
I look for him because
I like this. I think it's this cool.
I feel like and I'm watching a spaghetti western movie, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's right. Westerns at Christmas time. All right, so let's hear their version of Feliz Navidad here.
Christmas in Cabo, and the mariachi band is playing at the bar, right, Jen?
Yeah. Like
we're in Cabo, right? We're drinking margaritas.
That's it.
Working on our tan. It's Christmas.
They have an original song called Christmas in You. Do you have that, Kara?
If you give me another 30 seconds, I can.
Oh, I can sing along with this, though. I mean, la da da da, Feliz Navidad, la da 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 da. right. Christmas time has come officially. Music and the spirit. I find myself, there are two Christmas stations around where I am, and I actually find myself listening to the radio this time of year. All right, this is Christmas time.
Not as fun as the other ones.
No, pass. All right, let's keep going here. The McCrary sisters, next up on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, me and you. This is a group of well-known backgrounders from Nashville. They have a new gospel Christmas album called A Very McCrary Christmas. Let's see what we think of this. This is Joy to the World, their version of it. And then they've got a take on What Child Is This in the album, which features classic and modern gospel arrangements that wouldn't be out of place in a Sunday morning church service for sure during the holiday season. Alison Krauss lends her vocals to O Come, Emmanuel. There's bluesman Keb Moe sharing lead vocals with Regina McCrary on the soulful version of Away in a Manger. The reason they did the album, according to Deborah McCrary, was to put the reason back into the season. I guess we all have our tastes. Wouldn't be something I'd run out and buy.
I think I'd like Los Lobos better.
Yeah,
I do feel a little depressed.
I want to go back to Cabo.
Let's have more Los Lobos. 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Bring back Los Lobos.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just announced that he is suspending his campaign to become the Democratic Party's nominee for the White House. The White House is turning down an invitation to participate in this week's House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing. The first hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. The White House counsel, though, says the administration won't take part. They're slamming Democrats for not outlining what witnesses would be testifying, accusing Democrats of scheduling the hearing to coincide with President Trump to London to meet with NATO leaders. That trip's beginning today. Retailers are expecting a big jump over last year. On this Cyber Monday, analysts are expecting at least a 20% increase in online sales today, up to $9.4 billion. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
General consumable information and conversation on the DJV program. We're sort of the entrepreneurs of the radio business. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is involved in three enterprises. Two of them are entrepreneurial.
Wow.
Woo! Wait a minute. Look at this.
Are you calling the funny farm to have me committed?
No, I'm just looking. I was just outside for a second to sweep off the steps, and it wasn't snowing, and I'm looking outside the window of my studio, and the snow is like, it's like a sheet of white.
Oh, I wish. Woo! I was there.
Me too, sir. You can shovel. I gotta get into the backhoe later on, clean up the stuff. It really has piled up more than than I thought it was going to. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I was talking about us being entrepreneurial. Jennifer is involved in this entrepreneurial adventure. Her father, who came from the same school as I did and has started a long time ago, about the same time I think I started this program, CRN Digital in Los Angeles, which is a service of all kinds of great programming that you can hear on radio and online, and you can hear them on the on the television sets. I was like that. You could talk back to your TV. That's one of the first realities.
Now your TV talks back. That's what
yes, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so anyway, we have not quit after. We've not always been successful. We've had our failures, but that's what the life of an entrepreneur is all about. And there aren't many of us, certainly the business in radio doesn't invite entrepreneurial stuff, but you keep on going and keep on pushing and keep on bringing people good conversation, good programs like this one and the ones that Jennifer works on. So, meanwhile, we've got Victoria here who has been studying a lot of different things going on. I think we've been talking a lot about how much travel has been affected by the weather over the past 4, 5, 6 days. Here's something that may affect the airline that you choose. I can't believe these people are this tone deaf, but so why don't you explain
the
story?
Well, listen to the story before you make a judgment, because there are two sides to this. So this is about JetBlue, and this kind of has gone viral over the weekend. I guess when you're sitting in an airport and you're delayed, lots of people get bored and start tweeting about the airlines. In this case, this was about a Twitter user shared a screenshot from JetBlue's website on Sunday that showed a screen for setting up security questions to protect your account. The question selected in this screenshot appeared to be, quote, what is the name of your favorite child? And so now that, of course, went viral right away. A lot of people started laughing, thought it was funny, and said, hey, every parent does have a favorite child. So, you know, let's just be honest. Everybody does have one.
Not me.
And then other people, well, every parent says they don't, but, you know, parents sometimes will admit that they do. And so this kind of got bandied about. And now JetBlue had to step in, and they had a pretty good sense of humor about it. They said that the real question from the drop-down menu is not what is the name of your favorite child. It's what is the name of your favorite childhood friend. But the question got cut off when the user took a picture of it on the screenshot. So JetBlue's Twitter account retweeted their photo saying, basically with the caption, quote, say it, you know you have a favorite. And so this kind of got thousands of likes and it went around, lots of funny responses from it. JetBlue's tweet obviously was written jokingly. The question they actually said, though, a lot of cybersecurity people started jumping in saying, you know what, if that was a real question, that's actually a really good security
password.
Question. The reason, it's not a password,
password,
you never want to use your kids' names as passwords. But as a security question, because think about it, who else could know that answer except for the parent themselves? Because they've never made it public, they're never going to say, yes, I do have a favorite. So if that's actually a question that they answer, that would be virtually impossible for anyone to hack into and to guess. So if you do have a favorite, you maybe if that question comes up, it's actually going to keep your information a lot safer.
Aha! All right. And as far as the rest of the travel is concerned, it just is, give it 4 or 5 days. It'll be before the end of the week, probably, before this all straightened out, people getting back to work and back into their normal routine, if you will. Here's some good news for those of you. I'm not suggesting you drink virgin olive oil, but there is plenty of research that finds that using extra virgin olive oil whenever you are cooking, however you can get into your diet, salads, etc., will greatly improve your memory and go a long way to fighting dementia. Scientists have yet to find a clear and direct cause, as most of you know, of Alzheimer's. It's sugar-related, it's blood-related. I don't think there is a direct cause, frankly. From what I read, my suggestion is that you stay away from, or you make sure that fish oil, lots of oil, fish oil, this kind of olive oil, whatever can keep your arteries flexible, pliable, and carrying the full source of blood into your brain. Plus, using your brain, the people who have this mania of retiring when they're 65 or whatever, unless you come up with a way for you to keep stimulating your brain in some way, shape, or form, hobbies, work, whatever it is, you're going to dig yourself an early grave, because this stuff is now, because we have so much crap in our food that affects circulation and that sort of thing, and your brain shows it. I mean, why do you think, there are two reasons. People say, well, we never used to have Alzheimer's. Well, people are living a lot longer now than they used to, and our diets are not good. And that's really kind of what it is. People don't, when they stop working, they stop exercising or moving. You got to keep moving. Move, move, move. That's the source, as far as I can see, the people who are my age. And that I have a great friend who was my roommate in college, and he retired at 52. And he's now the same. So he retired 11 years ago. 21 years ago. Excuse me, 21 years ago. And he's maintained, he and his wife run tour groups to Washington from Ohio, and they run a camp, and they do all kinds of things that keep themselves moving. And I think that's really what it is. There's a recent study. This is the aging cell study that is, you know, focusing on mice. Rich diets are things depending on what you consider rich. I'm talking about lots of sugar and that sort of thing. But if you got a lot of extra virgin oil, it changes the impact of this stuff and presents something that they call tau, T-A-U, slowing the progression of neurodegenerative diseases. When tau collects into tangles known as tauopathies, is that how you pronounce it? Tauopathies? Something like that. They interrupt communication in the brain, leading to memory loss and decreased brain functioning. So anyway, if you are interested in making this an easy choice for you, extra virgin olive oil. Put it in everything. It's not expensive. It's good.
Well, it is expensive. You have to buy the good stuff. You have to buy the good stuff. You have to spend some money on it. You can't just buy, like, you know, I don't want to name check anybody, but, like, you know, the brands that you see everywhere. Well, yeah. Because I don't want to say anything that's, there was a
go to the specialty stores. Then go to
you can get it at regular good, you know, you want to get extra virgin, cold pressed, the first cold press, like that's the really good olive oil. And olive oil should be green. It should be a bright, beautiful green, and it should smell strong like olive oil. So yeah.
People don't like the good stuff because it's bitter, which is,
yeah,
I do, but
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that is the only way you're really going to get it, because the other stuff is mixed. It's mixed different types of oils. It's the lesser quality. You have to really splurge a little bit, but the health benefits are amazing.
Yep, they are. All the way around. Good for your cardiovascular health as well. All right, good to know. It's, because we're into the cyber week, and toys are on the minds of a lot of people. I'm looking around for some fun stuff for my grandson. We're going to talk to the toy guy about Monday Toy, Cyber Monday, Cyber Week toy special. Stand by.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. This year, online sales projected to be more than 35% of all the toy sales that take place in our country. More and more consumers are going online to find toys. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, it just seems to stretch on and on and on. There are some hourly flash sales that you see, if depending on how close you are to some of these websites. Shopping is really online, changing how toys are bought. So I've invited a gentleman who knows his way around the toy world. Chris Byrne is here, an independent toy analyst, researcher, and consultant. He's got 30 years in the toy industry, so he should know what we're talking about here. Some of the best picks. Let's start with that, Chris. The best toys and the reason for you saying that they are the best toys this year.
Well, one of the two that I really am having a blast with personally, they're video games. They're great for the entire family. One is the arcade, the at-home arcade with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. It's from a company called Arcade 1-Up. It's a scale model of the original arcades like you would have found in the 80s, 17-inch screens, real controllers, just like you would have had. It's the first game that we've gotten four players can play it. It comes with a customized riser, so you really feel like you're playing an arcade game. That's about $3.99, and you can find that at Walmart. Just a really, really great way for the entire family to play a cool game. The other one is if you've got a Nintendo Switch, go out and buy it. If you don't, know, it's really cool. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Tokyo 2020. This is a really cool game. It's the only new Mario game this year. Andy's teamed up with Sonic, and there's all kinds of different ways to play. 2D, 3D, story mode, all kinds of different games in it. And that's for everyone 10 plus. And one of the things we've seen has been that the Nintendo Switch and the gaming console really have moved front and center in the home, so the entire family can play together.
All right, what about the special deals? I made reference to the time of year we find ourselves, Black Friday. It seems to start in July now and go. So how do you know you're getting the best for your money, the best deal for your money when it comes to any or all of these toys that are your top picks?
Well, I think one of the things we always say is if you see something you want, buy it. You may be able to find a markdown later and get that money back. Sign up for some of the deal programs like Piggy or WikiBuy or any of those that will check when you've got something in your cart if there's a better available deal. And keep looking. We've seen some really great deals for things like Leapfrog's ABC Smart House. This is a great building and learning toy. So it's blocks plus electronic learning, and it's really cool. It's $39.99. We've seen it for $29.99.
Wow.
And these special deals are going to be happening now over the next week because they're really trying to move volume and move a lot of volume in a shorter shopping season than last year.
What does it tell you about the real value for some of these? If these stores are doing this kind of stuff with the pricing, does it make you wonder about what we're getting for value if we buy these things, let's say, in May?
Well, I think that that's actually a great question. And one of the things inside baseball on the toy industry is they've planned these deals when they first sold in the toys. So they know that during this week they're going to be marking things down 10%, maybe even 20%. So this is a good time to shop to find those deals. It's also a good time with companies like MGA, with LOL Surprise, probably the biggest thing out there. They're doing limited editions of things. So they've got an amazing surprise, which is like 14 dolls and LOL dolls, 3 OMG dolls. I mean, it's huge, 70 pieces. That's got a list price of $129. Last night I was looking online. I saw it for $99. So it definitely works to look for these promotional periods.
I just say, is it us, or is it that every year these deals start to come earlier and earlier? That was sort of my hint when I said Black Friday starts in July. What happened? Did we lose him?
Sounds no, I'm here. Lost him.
Oh, there you are. Okay, so buying online, and I guess maybe what we ought to do is send people to a website to find out where they can get more information on all of these. I see some Crayola glitter dots here in the fold and lots of other things that are pretty surprising. Where do we go for more information?
Well, you can see all the toys I've been talking about and many more at thetoyguy.com, and we link you to sites and sites where we found some good prices. But definitely shop around. Spend the time. The Crayola glitter dots are a perfect example. We've seen them from $4.99 to $19.99, but we've seen them less. And look for bundles and packages.
Bundles and packages. Okay. TheToyGuy.com. The Toy Guy is Chris Byrne here on the DJV program as we get you into the Christmas spirit. Buying is part of the Christmas spirit, I guess. 10 before the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Money Pit time.
Money Pit.
Yes, it's the Money Pit. Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and podcast. You can get that at MoneyPit.com. All kinds of things that will help you understand better how to build a house, how to take care of a house, how to deal with houses when you buy them and you sell them. It's all there. Buy, sell, trade.
It's the care and feeding of your Money Pit.
That is correct, and it's called the Money Pit because the definition of the house is a hole in the dirt into which you pour money. That's
what
the definition.
But you love. You love your
house. Yes, you got a
term
love.
Of endearment.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so we have our listeners who send in questions all the time, and some of them get heard here, some of them get answered on the podcast. John listens in Pennsylvania. He says, every winter we get snow that forms at the edge of our roof. Last winter, the roof collapsed. Wow.
Oh, well, collapse the gutter.
Collapse the gutter. That would be a little more dramatic.
Yeah, that would be more dramatic.
The roof collapsed! Whoa! All right, so how does he fix the gutter problem?
Well, this is a classic case of ice damming, Doug.
Yep.
So he has...
Electric tape.
Well, right? That's one way, but I have a better way. So
You
should improve, first of all, John, what's happening is, since the edge of the roof is where it's exposed to the temperature on the top and the bottom, because it's under the soffit and also above the roof, that's always ambient temperature, right? So it's always the normal temperature there. But above there, heat from your house gets up and it melts it makes the attic warmer. So what happens is water, snow melts at the top of the roof, runs down, catches that edge. Because that's ambient, it freezes and dams up, you know, hence the term ice dam. So it's not so much snow, but ice that collects there. So you need to stop the ice dams. How do you do that? First of all, you improve your insulation. Definitely screaming for more insulation in that house is because you are throwing a lot of heat in that attic that you're paying for. Right. Why do that? Make the attic colder and you won't have this collection at the roof edge. Secondly, improve your ventilation at the soffits, because that lets in cold air, which goes under the roof sheathing, takes out the moisture that forms in the winter, and exits at the ridge. And thirdly, if you the next time you do a roof, make sure you add a material called ice and water shield, which is a rubbery-like material that's about 3 feet in length, and it goes from that roof edge up under the roof shingles, and that will stop water from leaking in. And finally, if we do get the 7 terrible storms predicted by Farmer's Almanac this winter, lovely, and you actually do get some leakage, you should do the happy dance, my friend, because once those ice dams form water and they start to leak into your house, guess what? It's covered by homeowners insurance.
Yay!
And you get a new roof. And you get a new roof. And you get a new roof if it happens.
Yeah.
And then you can have those roofers and put the ice and water shield in at the expense of your insurance company.
Make sure when you hire the roofers they speak English. It's a good way to get started. All right, next, Sarah in Chicago bought a home, EIEIO, and is experiencing a problem with copper pipes corroding from the inside out. I didn't realize copper corroded like that.
It's actually a really big problem across the country. It's called pinhole leaks, and if you Google the term pinhole leaks, you'll find a lot about this. Now, there's a lot of different theories on why it's happening, but usually it has to do with the acidity of the water.
Ah.
And also the thickness and the quality of the original copper. Right. Mm-hmm. It is not an easy problem to fix, because what many folks do is they end up, you know, repairing these holes as they form, kind of like you would do if you had, you know, 1920s steel plumbing, right? You mean you can fix the holes, but eventually you're going to have to remove and replace all of that plumbing once it gets bad enough. Now, the good news is that today it's a lot easier to replace those pipes than it used to be, because you don't have to solder all the new pipes in place. You can use a type of plumbing pipe called PEX, P-E-X, which is short for cross-link polyethylene. Fantastic stuff. It bends. You can slide up in the walls. You don't have to tear open as many walls. The connections are solid, less expensive than copper to buy. So between now and then, what I would tell you to do, Sarah, is whenever you have to do any kind of plumbing repair, if you have or any remodeling, if the walls open, never close back up those copper pipes. Replace them while you're at it.
It's flexible. It's like flexible PVC.
Yes, it is. It's very flexible.
Yeah,
very flexible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't forget the Money Pit podcast, which is available all over the place. You can find it at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart. Tune in, and if you have a question like this, you can send it along to Tom and Leslie anytime. The line is always open. 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-MONEY-PIT is the number to call for any of your home improvement questions. Listen to the podcast, as I say. Check all this stuff out at moneypit.com. I'm very proud to have a connection with Tom Kreitler, because I believe he is the most intelligent voice. There are a number of these shows around, but the Money Pit is really an authoritative source because of Tom's background and Leslie Segretti's background. So you'll catch that every weekend, hopefully, around the country. MoneyPit.com is where the podcast is.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.